No, this evening we're talking about psychic self-defense. It's always a popular lecture, this. When we study this subject, we have to be very careful that we're not jumping to any wrong conclusions. First of all, we should think why we should have psychic self-defense and what it means. It actually means, in my book, protection from interference. This is outside interference. Now, we should try and take a picture of the world as a whole and see why anyone should have any outside interference and where it comes from. First of all, if you looked at this world from outside of the world, you would see the mass of humanity crawling without caring very much whether they're doing right or wrong through evolution. You would see the few trying very, very hard, working very, very hard for the benefit of the many. And you would also see those intelligences which are interested to cause division in the world, to stop any true spiritual progress, because true spiritual progress is a coexistence and not division. You would see that these intelligences are interested in war and strife, a disease, and anything that will cause division and will break up peoples, racial hatred, and so on. You would see that there are a lot of pawns on this earth who are directly used by these intelligences, black magicians, who want to make sure that a division is caused, that the world is kept at the throats of the world, that the Cold War exists, that the hatred between white and yellow races exists, and between white and dark-skinned races exists. You'd see that these intelligences are always looking for pawns, and often, all too often, find them. Occasionally, they find a perfect pawn to use, such as Adolf Hitler, Himmler, Mussolini, and so on, right the way down through the ages. They can so entrance such a pawn as this that they can build the pawn up into someone of position, and when he or she is in this position, these people can cause great damage in the world.